This podcast is generously brought to you by Audible. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to www.audiblepodcast.com/Saratok.
Comments made on the Saratok Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Saratok Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Although several hardware and software OCR solutions have been available for years now, such as OpenBook, Kurzweil, and variations of their products, Saratek's DocuScan Plus was unique among the available solutions because of its use of the cloud. All text that the program imported could either be saved in the cloud, on your local machine, or in both places, and OCR duties could be performed either on your machine or in the cloud. Saratek's active development of this OCR solution can be seen in version 3.0. I'm Derek Lane, and I'm joined by its developer, Matt Campbell, to talk about its new features and to give you a bit of a demo.
Hello, Derek.
Hi, Matt. So, have I basically covered the aspects of DocuScan Plus, which has pretty much been what it's known for over the last few years, and its functionality as it has stood?
Yes, the ability to save your documents to the cloud is a key part of what makes DocuScan Plus different from other similar products. Another distinguishing feature is all of the output formats that we can convert to. Once you've got a document into DocuScan Plus, whether it's a printed document or a PDF or one of the new input options in the upcoming version that we'll cover in a bit, you can convert that document to DAISY, which entails combined audio and text, MP3, Braille, rich text format, or RTF, that you can load into a word processor like Microsoft Word, and large print RTF. So the various conversion options are another distinctive feature.
So in terms of large print conversion, is there any sort of font detection which goes on as a part of this process so that the document formatting is preserved as it's being enlarged? Or is DocuScan just using one font in this conversion process?
Currently, the large print conversion converts the whole document to a single font size. Now, that's the way that we've done it the past few years, but we're about to launch a beta test program for the new version of DocuScan Plus, and we would certainly be interested in any feedback that you might have on the large print output option if that's something that you use. So we're open to tweaking the way that that works.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, how would one become a part of this beta program?
If you buy the DocuScan Plus upgrade between now and the end of May, or if you are a subscriber to Saratek's Accessibility Anywhere package, then you will be eligible for the beta test program as soon as we start that again at the end of May.
For a member of the Accessibility Anywhere package who would want to be a beta tester, would they have to buy DocuScan Plus upgrades for the privilege of being a beta tester, or would that be something they could do?
No. Okay. If you're a subscriber to Accessibility Anywhere, then you will get the new version of DocuScan Plus, including the beta if you want it, at no extra charge.
And for those who are not subscribed to Accessibility Anywhere, how much is the upgrade to the new DocuScan Plus?
If you already have the current version of DocuScan Plus, the upgrade is $149. If you don't have DocuScan Plus at all yet, then the price to buy a new license is the same as it's always been, specifically $299.
That's reasonable, especially given the feature set and the upcoming features. So let's talk about some of those.
All right. So the first new feature of DocuScan Plus is that we've upgraded to the latest version of the OCR engine from Nuance. And one of the things that you get with that OCR engine is support for several new languages, including Czech, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Hungarian, Italian, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, including Brazilian Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Swedish, and Turkish. So if you speak any of those languages and you need to scan printed material in those languages, you'll appreciate that new feature. Another exciting new feature is that processing of PDF documents is now much faster than it was before. And the way that we've been able to do that is if the PDF document consists mostly of text rather than scanned images, then we don't actually run it through OCR anymore. We just pull the text straight out of the PDF. So, as you'll see during the demo, you can process a 400-page book in about 30 seconds and still get the advantages of DocuScan Plus, such as our heading detection.
And let's talk about heading detection and other means of navigating PDFs here in a second, but that does lead me to wonder if someone is reading a technical manual, which may be more useful to them if processed by OCR, do they have the option to ignore the text in the PDF and use OCR instead? Because I've got several manuals around here that's like, press to engage the function. Oh, good to know.
That's a good question. We don't currently offer that as an option, but that's something that we can certainly add before the final release.
Excellent. So, turning back to navigation through the results of bringing up a PDF, what options exist there?
DocuScan Plus will automatically detect which pieces of text in a PDF, or any other document for that matter, are likely to be headings. So you can then skim through those headings with your screen reader's quick navigation commands, usually H and Shift H on Windows. Then, once you've navigated to a place in the document or you've been reading along and you want to save your place and come back to it later, you can add a bookmark in the document and then return to that bookmark next time. And just like the documents themselves, your bookmarks are saved in the cloud. So you might be reading on your Windows PC today and then on your Mac tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Your bookmarks will follow you on whichever platform you're using.
Are bookmarks equally available and flexible no matter what the initial format of the text? So, you know, would a scanned document and a PDF give you the same kind of bookmarks?
Absolutely. Now, bookmarks aren't absolutely precise. They will generally be at the level of a page. So if you were on, say, page 50 of a book, the bookmark will get you back to page 50, not necessarily back to the exact line on that page that you were at before. But yes, bookmarks are for all input formats.
Now, I'm assuming that the bookmark, therefore, is at page 50. So if someone were to, say, insert pages or text in the middle of a document and then bring it up, would the new page 50 be that which contains the bookmark?
We don't currently support inserting into the middle of a document after it's already been imported. We can scan more pages onto the end. We can't insert into the middle. Having said that, if we were to add the ability to insert into the middle, then the bookmark would still point to the same content that it did before.
Excellent. Very cool. Because I've seen other systems where you can completely throw them off by inserting text somewhere before a bookmark.
No, it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. It's not based on a simple numeric index. It's based on IDs that are embedded in the document.
Cool, because I have seen, like I said, similar systems that will be completely offset by the insertion of material before your marks. So that's cool. So speaking of inserting text and marks and things like that, have there been more methods of getting text into DocuScan Plus than those which have existed before?
Absolutely, and that's been a focus of this new version. So now, in addition to scanning in printed pages and processing PDF files, you can open Word documents, EPUB files, HTML files, image files such as JPEG or PNG or GIF, and if you have an account on Bookshare, you can download books from Bookshare straight into DocuScan Plus.
And then the book would be, I would assume, unpacked and imported automatically without any other intervention from
Absolutely. You don't have to know anything about zip files or anything like that. You just hit the button to download it, and within a few seconds, the document will be saved to the cloud and opened in DocuScan Plus, at which point you can start reading it, skim headings, and usually with Bookshare books, they're already marked up with headings, so our heading detection doesn't even need to apply. And then you can mark your place once you get into it, and of course you can convert documents brought in from any of these formats to all of the various output options that we support, such as DAISY, MP3, Braille, and RTF.
So those who know me know that I'm an audio guy. So the idea of converting text to MP3 is pretty cool for me. Now, with the heading detection which exists and with the markup that can be read from, say, Bookshare, like you just mentioned, could a user convert the book to audio such that each heading is a separate file so that one could put them on a player, you know, or make them into a playlist and then have the same ability to navigate by going through the files that are in that playlist?
Currently, if you convert to MP3, then the output will be a single file. However, if you convert to DAISY, then that will be broken up by headings, which you can then navigate with your DAISY player of choice, whether that be a Victor Reader Stream or a Bookport Plus or a software package like FS Reader. But if you just do MP3, then currently it's going to be a single file.
If the audio is broken up into navigable chunks when it's converted to DAISY, is it at that point that each heading is a separate file, or is it the markup which allows you to navigate through the one piece of audio which would exist in the DAISY book?
Currently, the separation is done only at the level of markup. Now, there will always be updates and new features down the road, so splitting the audio up by heading at the file level is something that we could do, but I can't make any promises about that.
Fair enough. Because, well, to be honest with you, I don't really see myself sitting in front of the computer with a media player open to navigate through a playlist if I'm going to convert it to audio. And there are so many DAISY options that are available to us, as you pointed out, that any number of them could be used on the go. So that's, although something that would be interesting, wouldn't be a showstopper for me in terms of using the audio features. So getting back to input methods, since Bookshare's books are typically marked up with navigation information, I would assume that EPUBs would be as well, and that the new DSP reads that information?
Yes. Any information that's included in the original markup from Bookshare or EPUB or an HTML file, if that's what you decide to bring in, will be preserved.
And of course, with this being cloud-based, all of this imported text, as you said earlier, could be read on PCs or Macs, I assume iOS devices as well?
Yes.
And that is definitely a selling point of the product. Even with all the cloud-based technology and services which exist today, nothing else that I know of offers that amount of flexibility in terms of text acquisition, which is also combining the cloud as well. So now I'm going to be presumptuous and assume that because Saratech has went, and you specifically in your development have went to the effort to add all these input formats and maintain the cloud functionality, that the interface between, say, Windows and Mac, for example, would be a pretty consistent experience?
Yes, that's actually one of the benefits of the new version of DocuScan Plus. If you've used the previous version of DocuScan Plus on both Windows and Mac, you may have noticed that it's practically two different applications, each with its own user interface and each with its own quirks. That was a byproduct of the history of product development, where we first did DocuScan Plus for Windows and then came back around and did the Mac version as basically a new code base. Now it's unified. It's a single application across both platforms. And unless there's some reason why things have to be different across platforms, it's now much more consistent.
That difference, I would assume, being the way screen readers or the self-voicing aspects of DSP would work?
Yes. On Mac, we've always relied on the voiceover screen reader to give you speech output. On Windows, if you used NVDA as your screen reader, then DocuScan Plus would run with that screen reader. But if you used JAWS or WindowEyes, then DocuScan Plus would put your other screen reader to sleep and basically run System Access, our own screen reader, in a restricted self-voicing mode and give you speech that way. Now, you will still have the self-voicing option, putting your other screen reader to sleep, if you want it. But if you want to use DocuScan Plus via your other screen reader, then you will have that option now. And we've been able to do that because the user interface on Windows is now much more native to Windows, whereas before it was basically a web interface, which would only work smoothly, or so we thought at least, with System Access.
All right, fair enough. So having spoken about all this functionality, can we give the listeners a little bit of a demo?
Sure.
DocuScan Plus. Scan a document button.
So here we are on the DocuScan Plus main screen. And for starters, I'm just going to scan and read a printed page. In this case, I'll be scanning a receipt from a bar where I like to go to do karaoke on Friday nights. So I'm going to hit space on this button, scan a document.
Scan document, device, drop-down list, Brother MFC8710DW.
And the first thing we get is a drop-down list containing the devices that I can scan from. And I have more than one scanner. If you're familiar with DocuScan Plus for Mac, then this will be familiar to you, and it's now the same on Windows. The scanner that we just heard is not the one that I want to use, so I'm going to down arrow.
Kano Scan Lie 220. 2 of 2.
And now we'll press tab.
Simple scan button. Alt plus S.
That's the one we want. We could also do
Batch scan button. Alt plus B.
That's what you do if you want to scan several pages at a time, possibly using an automatic document feeder. But we just want to scan and read a single page, so I'm going to Shift-Tab back to
Simple Scan Button, Alt plus S.
And hit space.
Scan document. Place the first page on the scanner face down, then press the Scan First Page button to begin. Scan First Page button.
And I've placed the receipt on the scanner face down, so now I'll press space.
Scanning. Scanner is warming up. Do not open the document cover. Cancel button. Scanning. Do not open the document cover. Scan document. Processing. Larry Buds. 2120 Anhand Lawn. Wichita, Kansas, 67208. Server.
And it started reading the receipt. And I could save the document or add another page. But in this case, I just want to read it and be done with it. So I'm going to close that window by pressing Escape.
DocuScan Plus. Scan a document button.
Now, let's open a book-length PDF document and see how fast that is. And then we'll set a bookmark in the document and return to that. So I'm going to tab.
Open a document on this computer button.
And that's what I want.
Open.
I hit space.
File name. Edit combo box. Blank.
Now, the book that I want to open in this case is called In Search of Stupidity, 20 Years of High-Tech Marketing Disasters. And it's an ebook that I purchased several years ago because I thought it would be an informative and entertaining read, and it was. The reason I kept it as one of my test documents is that it's password protected. And so This will let me show you that DocuScan Plus supports password-protected PDFs. So I'm going to type in the name of that file.
PDF password. Password for this PDF. Password field. Blank.
And I'll type in my password.
PDF document. Merrill R. Chapman. Forward by Eric Sink. In search of stupidity. Over 20 years of high-tech mark.
And it started reading the document. Now, if I want to see how far along it is in processing the document, with system access, I can press modifier page down.
367 of 407 pages.
And as you can hear, it was almost done, and now it is done. So now I'm going to press F6 to get out of the main document area and into the buttons below.
Save button. Alt plus S.
So here we are on the save button, and as you can hear, I could also just press Alt S as the hotkey. But now I'm going to press space on that button to save the document to the cloud.
Save document. Name of document. Editable text. Blank.
And I'll just call it stupidity and press enter.
Save button. DocuScan Plus. Open a document on this computer button.
And it's saved. Now, if I want to open it back up from the cloud and start reading it, I can tab to
Manage Documents button
and hit space.
Documents. Tree. Stupidity. 1 of 1.
And as you can hear, we're in a tree view because you can organize your documents into folders and subfolders and however deep you want to go. So now I'm going to press enter on this document.
Stupidity. Merrill R. Chapman. Forward by Eric.
And now I can start skimming through the document by headings by pressing H.
In search of stupidity. Heading level 1. In search of stupidity. Heading level 1.
And this is one of those ebooks with a few title pages.
Contents. Heading level 1. Forward to the second edition. Heading level 1. Forward to the first edition. Heading level 1.
And now I can start reading with my screen reader's say all command.
Forward to the first edition. In every high-tech company I've known, there's a war going on between the geeks and the suits. Before you start reading a book full of propaganda from software marketing wizard and uber suit Rick Chapman, let me take a moment to tell you what the geeks think. Play along with me for a minute, will you? Please imagine the most stereotypically pale, jolt drinking, Chinese food eating, video gamma playing, slash it reading, Linux command line dwelling dork.
Alright, I'm not quite that bad, but I am a geek. Anyway, let's place a bookmark here, and I can do that by pressing Alt-M.
Add bookmark. Name of bookmark. Editable text. Blank.
And I'll just call it forward and hit enter.
Add button. Stupidity. Slash it reading. Linux command.
And system access is reading where we were back in the document now that we're back in that window. So suppose I'm done reading for now, and I'm going to close the document.
Documents. Tree. Stupidity. 1 of 1.
Now suppose it's a day later and I want to continue. So I'm going to open the document again.
Stupidity. Merrill R. Chapman.
And to return to my bookmark, I'm going to press Alt G for go.
Forward to the first edition. In every high-tech company I've known, there's a...
And there we are. As I said, the bookmarking isn't absolutely precise down to the line. It usually works down to the page. So we're back on the page where we were before, and that should be close enough. So now I'm going to close the document because I'm done here.
Documents. Tree. Stupidity. 1 of 1.
And I'll close that window to get back to the main window.
DocuScan Plus. Manage Documents button.
Now, let's download a book from Bookshare. So I'm going to tab again.
Download from Bookshare button. Alt plus B.
And hit space.
Bookshare. Browse popular books button. Alt plus P.
And we'll keep this simple by downloading a popular book. So I'll hit space here.
Popular books. List. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter number 1. Author J.K. Rowling. 1 of 100.
That sounds good, so let's press enter to download it.
Downloading Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter number 1. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter number 1. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter number 1. J.K. Rowling.
And there we are, and it started reading the book. So I'm going to start skimming by headings again.
Notice. Heading level 1. Copyright notice. Heading level 2.
And we've got the usual Bookshare preliminaries.
Limitation of liability, indemnity by user. Heading level 2. Permitted use, limited waiver of privacy principles and laws. Heading level 2. Book quality. Heading level 2. J.K. Rowling. Heading level 1. The Boy W.H.O. Lived. Heading level 2.
And here we are at the start of the book, so I can start reading again.
Heading The Boy W.H.O. Lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much.
And yes, we're at the start of the book. So now, if we wanted to, we could convert the book to DAISY or MP3 or Braille or rich text format. But this would be a rather long book to convert to one of those other formats, particularly DAISY or MP3. So I'm just going to close it.
Popular books. List. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter number 1. Author J.K. Rowling. 1 of 100.
And there we are back in the Bookshare popular books list. So we could download another book if we wanted to. I'm going to close that window.
Bookshare. Browse popular books button. Alt plus P.
There's the main Bookshare window. The other options we have here are
Browse new books button. Alt plus N.
And
Search button. Alt plus S.
And there you can search by title or author or even full text. So I'm going to close that window.
DocuScan plus. Download from Bookshare button. Alt plus B.
And as a final demo, we're going to open an EPUB book and convert it to MP3. So I'll shift tab a couple of times.
Manage documents button. Open a document on this computer button.
And I'll hit space.
Open. File name. Edit combo box. Blank.
And the EPUB book I'm going to use is called On Air Online. It's by Jonathan Mosen, and it's a history of ACB radio from 1999 to 2003. I was there, so when that ebook came out, I thought it might be an interesting read. So I'm going to type in the name of that file.
List open. List closed.
And hit enter.
Converting. Please wait. Cancel button. On Air Online. On Air Online. Founding and directing ACB Radio. Jonathan Mosen.
And as usual, we could skim by headings with H.
Contents. Heading level 2. Keeping up with Mosen Consulting Projects. Heading level 2.
And we could start reading, place bookmarks, etc. For now, I want to convert to MP3, so I'm going to press F6 again to move to the buttons below the main document area.
Add bookmark button. Alt plus M.
And I'll start tabbing.
Go to bookmark button. Alt plus G. Email button.
And you can also email a document to somebody.
Make DAISY book button. Make MP3 file button.
And I'll hit space there.
Save as. File name. Edit combo box. On Air Online.
I'll take that default, and I'll just press enter.
Making MP3 file on Air Online. Cancel button. 0%. Percent. 2%.
And as you can hear, we're getting progress updates all along the way.
3%.
And at any point, if we change our minds, we can cancel the conversion.
4%.
Now, from the audio perspective and from, you know, space management perspective, 5%. I find it very awesome that this process is one step. It's not making 6%. A bunch of WAV files that it has to convert and then
7%
clean up after itself.
Nope.
8%. 10%.
Huh, it's like Windows. It counted from 8 to 10. That's cute.
11%. 34%.
And note that you can do other 35%.
Things
even within DocuScan Plus while this is in progress. This
37%
progress window here isn't a dialog, so you can just Alt-Tab from it back to
38%.
Any of the other DocuScan Plus windows and keep reading your 39%. Document or whatever else you want to do.
98%. 99%.
And we're done.
Nice.
So now I can hit Escape to close that window.
On Air Online, Mic MP3 file button.
And we're back in the main document window. By the way, I can hit F6 to switch from the buttons back to the document itself.
Keeping up with Mazen Consulting Projects, heading level 2.
There we are, and I'll close that window.
DocuScan Plus, open a document on this computer button.
And that is a quick overview of what you can do with the new DocuScan Plus.
For more information about DocuScan Plus, visit saratech.com/DocuScan Plus. And for more information about Saratech's Accessibility Anywhere package, visit saratech.com/AccessibilityAnywhere. I'm Derek Lane, thanking you for listening.